Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. And a piece of the game. Even though I know I suppose I'll show all my cruel and cold like a dove. Fire on my rage, I am filled up for rain and pain. Fire on my rage, I am filled up for rain and pain. Someone will say what is love and devil be saved. Fire on my rage, I am filled up for rain and pain.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line as usual, William Willie Boy Remo. What's up, Willie Boy?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Mac? How's it going?
Hey, doing all right, man. It's Saturday night, March 9th, 2013. We're going to talk about some entertainment news, some gossip, and talk about Oz, the prequel to Wizard of Oz. We'll get into that a little bit. Oh no, I haven't seen it, but I'm gonna talk about what I think of it.
Okay.
And what I think of them releasing all these remakes of these old movies. So I'll talk about that a little later. And if you want to call in and add your opinion, the phone number, it's 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904. So let's get started. I was before I started talking to you on the phone, I was looking at the max picks of Topanga. Damn, she is. If you don't know who Topanga is, then you better go Google her.
You ain't lying.
Those Maxim pictures are freaking. Damn, it makes you. It shows you how great, how good looking she was. Well, how good looking she still is right now.
Yep.
And did you see all of the pictures? All of her, the pictures of Maxim?
I think so. I saw like four.
Sorry, so four? Okay. Yeah, I think there's about four or five of them. You know, my favorite one is she's in like this trench coat with her boobs. You see her boobs. She's wearing like a red, she's wearing like this red bikini under this brown trench coat. It's not even a trench coat. It's like a raincoat, it looks like.
I must have saw that one.
And she's standing in front of this red Cadillac, it looks like. And she's carrying some groceries and a pack of oranges.
But I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that when I saw that one.
That one is pretty hot, man. That one is pretty hot. But my favorite one is when she's lying on this table next to a window. And it looks like she's on vacation somewhere, and, you know, she's just in her bra and panties, and...
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
She's pretending like she's talking on the phone, and she's looking at the camera. Yeah, and it looks like she wants to be banged. And in that position, shit, I would go down on her. Shit. She looked, but damn it, man, Topanga! Yeah, like I was saying, if you don't know who Topanga is, you know, her real name is Danielle Fisher. That's her real name, you know, and she starred in the 90s show Boy Meets World with Ben Savage, right?
Yeah.
Right now they're playing on releasing, you know, an updated show called Girl Meets World where Topanga marries Corey and they have a daughter.
No, that already happened in that happened towards the end of the season, but now they have a kid.
Right. But I'm saying, like, they're married and they have a kid now on this updated show, and it's going to be called Girl Meets World, so it's going to be it's going to be focusing on the daughter instead of, you know, Corey, who is the main character of the show, so.
Yeah, apparently they have a son, too.
Oh, really? On the show?
But yeah, the girl is the main you know, the main star.
Oh, okay.
As you mentioned.
Right. And, you know, hopefully that show will be, it'll be coming out soon, hopefully by this fall, this year.
Yeah.
And we could see Topanga's goods again, because, man, it makes you want to relive the 90s again, man. It's like,
oh, yeah.
She was one of the top girls in the 90s that you wanted to bang.
Oh, yeah.
And this
is... Well, so the later seasons, of course.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. I liked her when she started to, you know, go through puberty. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's like, true, right, because that is around,
We're same, like, she's older, a little bit older.
Probably
than
2
us.
Years. Yeah. Older.
Yeah, so, like, you know. But, like, she's one of the top 90s girls that, you know,
definitely
had a crush on. And I was I was looking at this website called Smoking Section. Smoking Session.
Mm-hmm.
It's this website. They focus on web culture, TV, movies, tech, music, sports. You know, guy stuff. It's like a guy website. And they have this article on the 15 90s teen stars we wanted to screw and still want to screw now. And they even admitted that they left Topanga off the list. They should have put her on there.
Then why was there that omission before then?
They probably forgot. I mean, they had some good choices. They had Megan Good, Keaton Tamara.
But she was in the 90s. Or not the annals.
Megan Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in she was on that show, what was it, Uncle Skeeter on Nickelodeon or something?
Really?
Yeah, or something like that, I think, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was on that show, and they also had Tia Tamara, Brandy.
Right.
Tiffany Amethyson.
Of course.
Bianca Lawson.
Yep.
Sherry Johnson from Family Matters.
Who that?
That was Laura's best friend on Family
Matters. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. Christina Applegate.
Yep.
Stacey Dash.
Mm-hmm. It's basically your list.
Basically, yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Right.
Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm.
Tatiana Ali.
Yep.
Elisha Kubert.
She was on
Are You Afraid of the Dark back then on this kid show. And then she started on 24.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, you were right the first time. Mouthful.
Yeah. And Megan Good, as I said, who was on Cousin Skeeter, Reagan Gomez, Dasha Michelle Gellar,
yep.
And finally, my girl, Lisa Reyes, who was on All That and One World. Yeah, so that's the list right there. And if you want to look at the girls and the list, go to smokingsection.uprox.com to check out that list. But
man.
Hang on, man.
Why do they have the summer 15 then?
They should
have made it 20. They should have put it to 20.
I agree with you, but
jeez.
They'll learn the lesson next time.
What?
Oh, man, Banger got them. She like as Terrence Howard would say, she has some Tiggo bitties.
You ain't lying, man.
Man, I gotta buy the ish, man, just to hang up pictures of bang on my wall.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I gotta go buy that issue. Check out that issue of Spanga and the new Max issue.
Man.
Yeah, but moving on.
You could be paying us for this.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on because if I talk about this longer, they will have to send me a check from all the other. So,
cut me a piece of that check too.
But I want to talk about something else. Another woman. Well, another man turned a woman. I don't know if you heard about this story.
Are you talking about that UFC thing?
Fallon Fox, yeah, transgender fighter. It's a woman who was a man. But she just revealed that she's a transsexual after having, you know, a couple of UFC. Not UFC. I don't think she's in UFC yet, but she had a couple of MMA fights.
Right.
And she revealed to the magazine and to CNN that she's a woman now. She's taking hormones for a while. And some people are saying that it's unfair that she's fighting or he's fighting women, even though, you know, he or she is a transsexual, you know, and she revealed this after she beat up on two women in a previous fight. And one of the opponents from her last fight is saying that, you know, it was unfair and she should have revealed that she was a transsexual before the match. You know, so there's some controversy over that right now. But, I mean, when you look at her, she doesn't really look like a man. But then again, the body type, you could definitely say, yeah, that's a man's body right there. But like that's one of the transsexuals that could trick you, man, into like you ever went on a date with her, you would never know she was a woman. She was a man, I should say. It's confusing.
I don't think she should be able to compete.
She, you know? Well, yeah, I mean, it basically is a man fighting. It's a man fighting women, you know?
I agree.
Like, you know, she said that they're taking hormones right now. So, you know, they're more female than male. But, I mean, she still has that man power, you know?
Yep.
I don't need to. I think it's unfair, you know? I agree. I think there should be a transsexual league. Where you fight against your own. Where you fight against transsexuals, you know?
I don't think they're gonna do that, but who knows? You never know.
That is unfair, man.
He's
still a man deep down when you think about it, you know?
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I'm not discriminating or anything. I'm not saying, you know.
Me either, bro.
She's not supposed to fight, you know. That's her passion. That's her career. I mean, she could be an MMA fighter, but I think, it is unfair that she's fighting other women.
Exactly.
When she is really deep down a he, you know.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, that's one of the, she should have been truthful before. She should have, before she started fighting, she should have told people that she was, she used to be a man. Then I guess people would have been okay with it. And the opponent that she fought in the last fight, she would have better prepared for her, knowing that she was a man. I don't know, it's a crazy situation. They're not going to discriminate as far as the MMA organization and, you know, boxing authorities. They're going to let her fight,
Right.
Because they're not going to discriminate. It's crazy. I mean, she could be punching and beating up on these little girls with her man muscles and her man penis.
Oh, man.
And as far as, like, dating guys, like, she's going to trick a lot of guys that some guys don't know. Because, if you show me a picture of her, I would have never have known that was a dude. She has a face that's feminine, that looks like a woman. And she has fake boobs and everything. Those boobs are almost Topanga-like. Big old bitties. But now that I know it's a dude, yuck, nasty. What do you think? What do you think about this, man? What do you think about her deceiving people?
There's definitely an advantage to that, for sure.
Yeah, it's unfair, man. I don't know. Well, hopefully the MMA organization, boxing authority, they'll sort that whole thing out, and we'll see. I mean, I know there's women that's going to want to fight her. You know that, who's that tough woman right now in MMA? I think her name is
Ronda
Cyborg.
Rousey? Oh, no, you're talking about, Cyborg Santos, I think?
She's not, she's no joke. I think she will kick his ass.
What about the, Ronda Rousey,
that's another one. Yeah, but no, the Cyborg, that's the girl that people want to see her fight.
What about, isn't Carano, I think, isn't she retired?
I think so.
Unless she did movies.
I think so. I'm not sure. But, that's going to be a good matchup if that ever happens. We'll see. But, moving on from transsexuals, want to move on to bisexual, Dennis Rodman.
Are you talking about his buddy, his new friend?
Yeah, he has a new friend now, and a new friend is one of our enemies.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Me and you haven't talked about this yet, on or off the air, but I have a feeling me and you are going to have the same opinion about it.
Man, I think this is crazy. This is why I think we should ban people going outside the U.S. and being proclaiming themselves as ambassadors to the U.S., trying to make friends with these presidents and, these dictators of these other countries.
They're going to try to nuke. If they're buddies, why are they trying to nuke? Why is he trying to nuke the planet the country that he's, that Rodman's, lives in?
Man.
Unless if Rodman's going to get a heads up before he tries to drop it on us. I don't see what kind of friendship that is. I don't know.
Man, if you haven't heard this story, Dennis Rodman went to North Korea. He went over there with the Globetrotters, right? The Harlem Globetrotters. And they went to have some kind of exhibition game in front of Kim Jong-un. And I guess Kim Jong-un requested to see Rodman because he was a fan of him since Rodman played on the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over there, playing in front of the dictator, and they spoke and talked and I guess had lunch or something. And Dennis Rodman, called him his friend, that he's a friend for life. know, it's so crazy. I have an interview with Rodman discussing his trip to North Korea with George Stephanopoulos from ABC News.
Dennis Rodman joins us right now. I guess you don't find it scary.
No, it's not scary.
It's amazing, man. Wow, man. You know what? It was such a great experience. Me and my, I call him my son, Elvin King. We went there, man, and it wasn't supposed to be like that. It was supposed to be like, just meet the guy and just have a good time.
And it turned into such an event. And I have to ask you first, when you said you love Kim and think he's awesome, were you aware of his threats to destroy the United States and his regime's horrendous record on human rights?
But one thing about that, you know what? I didn't look at all that right there. I understand what he's doing. I don't condone that. I hate the fact that he's doing that. But the fact of it is that, you know what? That's a human being, though. He let his guards down. He did one thing to me. Been a friend. I didn't talk about that. I understand that.
But do you think you have a responsibility to ask him about it so that you don't be perceived as sort of propping up his regime, his cult of personality?
Well, the other thing I think, when you grow up in an environment, especially when your grandpa and your father, the one thing, the kid's only 28 years old.
You called them great leaders. Do you really believe that?
No, what I saw in that country, and I saw how people respect him and his family, that's what I mean about that.
Aren't
great leaders there.
Aren't they forced to?
Well, I say no, because I think he's going to change something, because he's just a different view. Because I sat with him for 2 days, and the one thing, he asked me to give Obama something to say and do one thing. He wants Obama to do one thing, call him.
He wants a call from President Obama?
That's right. He told me that. He said, if you can, Dennis, I don't want to do war. I don't want to do war. He said that to me.
Did you say, why don't you pick up the phone and call President Obama?
No, you know, it's a different story. It's a different story, because guess what? The kid's only 20 years old, 28. He's not his dad, not his grandpa. He's 28 years old.
So you think he's different. What did he tell you about America, and what did you learn about him?
Guess what? The one thing I said to him, I said, we talked about it, if you see the clips or whatever, he loves basketball. And I said the same thing, I said, Obama loves basketball. Let's start there. If you see the quotes in the papers, he says that. He says that about sports. What do you guys love basketball so much?
So that's one tiny bit of common ground. Did you get any sense from him that he was looking to change the relationship with the United States?
Well, one thing I noticed about him, he's very humble. He's very humble, man. As a kid, he's very humble. He's very strong as a man. He's very strong, but guess what? He don't want war. That's one thing he don't want.
He said in the past that he would destroy the United States.
Well, I just think that. I think that's coming from his father. I think as a young man, he don't want anything.
What else does he know about the United States and President Obama from what you could tell?
Well, I can tell about him. He does one thing. He loves power. He loves control because of his, you know, dad. And stuff like that, but he's a great guy. He's just a great guy. If you sit down and talk to him, you know, perception is perceiving how things work.
A great guy who puts 200,000 people in prison camps?
Well, you know, and guess what? It's amazing how we do the same thing here.
We have prison camps here in the United
States? We don't have prison camps. Guess what? This is all politics, right? This is all politics, right? And the one thing, he don't want to do that. He don't want to do that. But you know what, dude? It's more like it. I'm not like a diplomat. I don't want to do that.
But it sounds like you're apologizing for him.
No, I'm not apologizing for him. I think the fact that, you know, he's a good guy to me. Guess what? He's my friend. Guess what? I don't condone what he does, but as far as a person to person, he's my friend. But as far as what he does,
but
he can deal with it.
Someone who hypothetically is a murderer, who's your friend, is still a murderer.
Well, you know what, dude? Seriously, you know what? Guess what? What I did was history. And guess what? It's just like we do over here in America, right? It's amazing that we have presidents over here do the same thing, right? It's amazing that Bill Clinton could do one thing, have sex with his secretary and do one thing, really get away with it and still be powerful. And
how
that's
can
amazing.
You compare that to prison camps?
No, prison camp do one thing. We don't need to do one thing. Object that. We don't need to object that. Guess what? We do one thing. If, like a friend to friend, right? It's a friend to friend. He's a friend to me. That's about it.
So you're going to go back?
I'm going to go back and do one thing and find out more what's really going on. Find out more.
Okay, next time you go back, you should bring this report from the Human Rights Watch with you and maybe ask some questions about that as well. You might learn a lot more, and it might press him as well. But thank you for coming on this morning and sharing your impressions.
Well, either way, guess what I do?
Here's the report.
Guess what? Thank you for the report.
Okay.
Guess what? Don't hate me. Don't hate me. Guess what? Don't hate me. Guess what? Don't hate me.
I hate you, Dennis. How dare you say you're his friend and you call him a friend? That guy's a murderer. He's a dictator. He's keeping his country down. I mean, come on. This is not someone that you call a friend, man.
Man, if he was really his friend, he don't even be threats on in the U.S. Basically, how is he gonna try to nuke a country where his buddy lives in?
That don't make no
sense.
I mean, come on, just because he's nice to you doesn't mean he's gonna be nice to the whole country of the United States. I mean, come on,
anyways.
This is a country that's testing nuclear bombs, you know.
Exactly.
So,
and they're trying to aim it at us.
Yeah. I'm trying to aim at South Korea, our neighbor, you know. So that's crazy situation. That's why we have to ban some civilians from going over to these countries.
Look at all these celebrities that went to Xavier Savage's funeral. There was Jesse Jackson. There were so many. Ahmadinejad, who's I think friends with with Ishan Neal, too, you know, who also wants to try to nuke America, too. And all these celebrities are hanging out with them. Like, it's cool.
Out of their damn minds. Out of their damn minds.
Oh, man.
I don't get it, man. But have you noticed Dennis Rodman is getting uglier and uglier? What's happened with his face?
I saw his daughter on Leno. She looked normal.
But he doesn't.
Yeah, even he was saying that.
He looks like something out of The Walking Dead, man. What the hell? Man, that whole situation, that whole thing with the North Korea, I mean, him trying to be an ambassador to the United States, that's just funny stuff right there. Can't make that shit up.
True life is, real life is more stranger than fiction sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you really can't make stuff like that up.
Wow. Yeah,
could you conceive an idea like that?
Man, that's crazy. Let's just hope he's not working as some kind of secret spy to the U.S.
Who knows? Because, you know, that is his friend.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like what happened with Anakin and, you know, the Emperor Palpatine wanted him to spy on the Jedi's.
Mm-hmm.
The Jedi's wanted him to spy on Palpatine because he's friends with him.
Exactly.
It's like Revenge of the Sith right here.
Yes. Man, that's going to be... But we're going to have to fucking lock up Dennis Rodman or, you know... Just monitor what he's doing. You don't know what he's, you know, he's friends with a terrorist and a dictator now. So we don't know, like,
if he leaves the country, man, we better hit for real, because how are you gonna try to nuke America while his buddy is living there?
That's
some
that.
Crazy story, man.
Yeah, we'll see. So I wanted to get to the Oz, the Great and Powerful. And, you know, it's a prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And you know, a lot of people are going to see it. I guess they want to see how it is and how the whole Ozland started. And I was reading some of the reviews and previews of it. It sounds like it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have this magician who he works as a circus magician in Kansas in 1900s, and he somehow takes a balloon and there's a cyclone and he ends up in this magical land, and you know, it's called Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where what's her name, Dorothy, went in the old Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And, you know, he encounters different characters and different situations. And, you know, it's all surrounding, you know, the magician and, you know, the magical aura of Oz and Emerald City. So, you know, reading the reviews, it looks like it's a good movie. You know, I would definitely go and see it because I do want to see, you know, how Oz started and how the other characters develop over time. And the Wicked Witch, she might be in this. She is in this, you know, and she
Ooh,
does encounter the Wicked Witch of,
All right.
What was it? Wicked Witch of,
Of the West? Of the West,
something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he encounters her in the movie, so... And it looks like it's a good remake, you know. It's not even a remake. It's like
a prequel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so. They're making a lot of, they're remaking and doing a lot of prequels for movies, you know. This looks like a really good one. So I'd recommend going out and see this.
So this looks like because at first I assumed it was a remake also until I saw some of the commercial a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically, like you mentioned, it's the origin of how the wizard, you know, came to Oz.
Right.
So, yeah, right. I mean, unlike the remakes, you know, which I'm totally against, you know, I'm willing to give this one a shot because remakes, as you know, 99% of the time, if not 100%, the remakes are never as good as the original.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. This one, it looks good. It looks pretty good, though.
Yep. Kind of like the what's the name that the new Teenage Mutant Ninja? Oh wait, my fault. It's Ninja Turtles or something like that. I forgot what they call it. Teenage Ninja Turtles or something because they're not mutants. They're aliens.
Yeah, man.
Alien turtles. I don't know how the heck that happened, but
yeah, I want to see when that movie comes out. I want to see how that's gonna turn out because it looks like. That's Michael Bay, right? He was doing that again?
Yes. And guess who's going to be April O'Neil? I don't know if you heard.
Who?
Megan Fox.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's not bad. That's actually not... I could see her as April O'Neil. That's actually not bad, to be honest with you. But having them as aliens, I mean, what the fuck, man? They're mutants.
They're regular turtles who... mutant juice. What the heck that thing was called? What was the name of that mutant thing that they had? What the hell they called it? I don't know what that
ooze? Ooze.
Yeah, the ooze, right? The ooze. They had the ooze fall on them, and that's how they turned into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, come on, man.
They're just killing it with these trying to remake these movies, and you know.
Exactly.
Sure, they're trying to remake The Last Dragon.
Oh, really?
You know The Last Dragon with the
Bruce Leroy,
right? They're remaking that.
Oh man!
Come on now, it's getting insane. Stop with the remakes,
yeah,
already.
Man. Like I was gonna say, man, them making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come from space is like basically saying that Superman didn't come from Krypton. He's a regular human being that got mutant ooze on him, and that's how he became Superman. You can't ruin storylines like this. I'm serious. It's ridiculous.
It's getting out of hand now. Like, come on. Like, be creative. Be original already.
I mean, there's something about being original, but destroying the whole canonized story of the thing is like it's just disrespectful.
It
is the fans and the people who created the thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's some movies that you don't remake. I mean, if they ever remake Back to the Future, yo. Oh my gosh. I'm declaring war.
Oh, man. I'm going to take a DeLorean just so I could go to the time just before the person said, hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we remake and then just knock the guy out and then... That remake won't happen, basically.
Let's hope not. Let's hope they never do that.
Oh, that'd be messed up. Uh-oh. Meanwhile, a guy who's a writer who's listening to the show is like, that's a great idea. Oh, boy, I hope not.
Will?
Yeah, I hear you now. Hello?
Like sports urban legends tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't hear what you were saying. Yeah, so check it out. Sunday, 6 p.m. for me on Block Talk Radio. Check it out, folks. And thank you for having me on the show.